My name is Jalen. I'm originally from Nanunatsiavut, and I am now living in Ottawa, Ontario. What does it mean to be Inuk? How has being an Inuk changed over time and place? Who belongs, who doesn't, and who gets to decide? The visual, for me, provides a sense of comfort, but simultaneously represents a longing journey of some sort, a contradiction at which many Inuit find themselves. On the television, what appears to be a naked bear is traveling through a very specific landscape. It has moss, snow, rocks, water, and looks very similar to home, Inuit Nunavut. As the bear walks across the landscape, it seems to be seeking something, which I interpret as a sense of belonging or community. The bear finds itself in different settings and even meeting up with other animals of different sizes, shapes, and color. While the bear embarks on this journey, we hear various Inuit voices in the scene or installation discussing some of these questions through conversation with one another. The calming video and dialogue allows for an intimate self-reflection when it comes to identity, belonging, and connection to land. The artist, Lindsay McIntyre, holds a space for every Inuk who watches this to embark on this journey alongside the bear and the speakers. When it comes to identity, belonging, and connection to land, our stories allow us to engage with these questions, but in such distinct and definitive ways they're unique to us as individuals as well. For instance, I am a Black Inuk woman, and while I have lived in my community, I moved to the city when I was fairly young. The longer I was away, the more I would ask myself if I was even Inuk anymore. The more people pointed out my Blackness, the more I would question where I belonged. How could I, a mixed Inuk living in Ottawa, be Inuk away from my homelands? However, this is an ongoing reality for so many Inuit youth. It's important we hold spaces and conversation for these types of reflections as prompted by Lindsay's use of animation and audio.